Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast. 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. And we know that we can eat breakfast all day now. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling our everyday issues with a biblical perspective, with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a daily task. Our topic for today is 5 steps to make your dreams or vision come true. 5 steps to make your dreams or vision come true. And we are coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. Remember, you can tune in live with me here by calling in at 323-870-4180 or hear the recording anytime after 8 a.m. Eastern on my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, feel, letter D, fire.com, by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I, or by following the broadcast itself through clicking that link to follow on our morning motivation page at feeldfire.com. Well, let's get into the word. I am in the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 18. And I am reading from the KJV. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Let me read that again. Now pay attention. Where there is no vision, no future, no hope, no purpose, no destiny, no plans for the future, or incomplete plans for the future, incomplete purpose, incomplete hope, unknown purpose, unknown destiny, chaotic future, chaotic plans, reckless destiny, reckless action. The people, you, I, we, your family, my family, your neighborhood, your business, your church, my neighborhood, my business, my church, our nation, perish, are destroyed, despondent, hopeless, suicidal, depressed, inactive, non-productive. Praise the Lord for the reading of His Word. What is our topic for today? Say it with me, wherever you are. 5 steps to make your dreams or vision come true. Now make this personal to you. Repeat after me. 5 steps to make my dreams, my vision, my purpose, my destiny come true. Praise the Lord. And the scripture that I just read to you in Proverbs, it first of all lets us know that we need to have vision. We need to have dreams. Not dreams as one who sleepeth. You know, my mother says, nothing comes to a sleeper but a dream. But proactive dreams, which position us in the place of success, with the place of success being measured against whether or not we are operating within God's purpose for our lives. Now, on Monday, I taught you about movers and shakers and the characteristics of movers and shakers using examples from the Magnificent Seven from the Bible. On yesterday, I taught you where do you fit in, and I taught you how to find your place in the body, not just the body of Christ, but the body naturally, the body in business, the body in your career, the body in your home, so that you happily, keyword happily, live in your lane. and don't end up comparing yourself to others, nor being envious or jealous of them. If you missed those teachings or any of the prior broadcasts, go back and listen to them at feelthefire.com. I also assigned you daily tasks that you had to complete, which brings us to where we are today, day 61 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, 5 steps to make your dreams or vision come true. So let's begin with step number one. Step number one is that you must employ effectual fervent prayer. In the book of James, chapter 5, verse 16, the Bible teaches us that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man or woman availeth much. Now pay attention to how the Bible described that type of prayer. It wasn't temporary prayer. It wasn't transitory prayer. It wasn't passing prayer. In other words, it wasn't just, oh, thank you, Lord, for this day, and that was it. No, it was the effectual, fervent prayer. In other words, some get down and dirty, sincere, transparent, authentic prayer with the Lord. It was a pouring out of your spirit. Sweat coming down like drops of blood, not worried about your eyelashes or your makeup, not worried about if you look pretty enough or if you're handsome enough, not worried about using eloquent words. No, this was that kind of prayer where you're just laying everything out on the line. I need you, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I need to talk with you, Father. I have some things going on in my life which are not productive. My life is not where it's supposed to be. Even if I'm living a good life now, I'm not living my best life now. And even if I perceive to be living my best life, it's not sustained. It's, you know, it's topsy-turvy. It's fluctuating, Father. I really need to speak with you. I have some things, some issues that I need to lay out before you. I just got to be real. Can I be real with you, Jesus? The effectual, fervent prayer. Then it's stated of a righteous man or the righteous woman. Now, this doesn't mean someone who has to be the pastor, the evangelist, the teacher, the prophet, the priest. No, the righteousness that we have comes through the blood of Jesus, wherein we repent of our sins and ask forgiveness. That is what allows us to go before God's throne and just begin to speak with him. You know, in the Old Testament, the priests were the only ones who could really break through to the Lord. So whenever the people needed something, they had to go to the priest who could enter into the Holy of Holies in the temple. And the priest could slaughter the sacrifice, and the priest could offer up the sacrifice unto the Lord on behalf of the people. But when Jesus came, he became our ultimate sacrifice. And in doing so, he broke the veil that would only allow the priest to go into God, so that you and I now have direct access to the Lord. In other words, we were all co-conspirators in sin, even those who were not yet born, because the sin carried on and carried down from generation to generation. It was imputed to all the heirs of Adam and Eve. And I know I use a lot of legal terms. I'm an attorney, so I apologize. Just stay with me there. But we were all co-conspirators, and Jesus came in and said, look, they didn't do it. I did it. I'm not just the principal here. I'm the only one. So drop all of the charges against them. Charge me, and I come in, and I take the guilty verdict, and I take the sentence. I've taken the punishment. And in so doing, you can't even charge them again. In so doing, I've applied double jeopardy to them. You can't charge them again. You can't make them have to go do another sacrifice. So you now have the ability to come to Jesus, ask the forgiveness of your sins, repent. You can do it right now, even as I'm talking. Just begin to say, Father, forgive me. I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of my sins right now. And that is what grants you the righteousness to go in before the Lord. Step two You must be able to memorialize the vision or the purpose that God gives you from that effectual, fervent prayer. In the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 2, H-A-B-A-K-K-U-K, in the Old Testament, the Bible states, write the vision, make it plain upon tables or tablets, so that he may run that readeth it. In other words, you write it because it is a constant reminder for you of what God has told you to do. And because you have that memorialized and you see it, you can now run with it. You can now run with it. You can now run with it. You see, in today's day and age, we walk around with cell phones. And whenever we see something that we like or that's important, sometimes even ourselves, we'll take a picture or a selfie that memorializes that image or that situation in time, doesn't it? If you needed to go back to it to see what you looked like 2 years ago, or if there was ever a question of what happened and where you were 2 years ago, someone alleged you were in D.C., but you were really at Disney, here is the picture. It is the best evidence. I can press a button and it will show you the properties of the date and time of when this picture was taken and where I was. I memorialized it. Or you had a family reunion. You begin to take pictures of everyone. Why? Because you want to be able to capture that thing, to go back to that thing, to remind yourself of who was there, what they looked like, what you did. This is the same thing with your dream or your vision. You must write it down. Now, you've already prayed to the Lord with fervent prayer to find out his purpose for you and what your vision should be. Write down what he tells you. Step 3, I have to speed it up. We don't have but 15 minutes. Then you must begin to research how to bring your dream or vision from the spiritual realm of what God has told you and what you've written down into the natural realm successfully. That was good, wasn't it? Hosea 4 and 6, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. Did you hear that? They are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And that scripture goes on to say that even God rejects us when we won't try to attain the right knowledge. And that rejection even moves down or transfers down to our children. You see, when you do not research, when I do not research, or when we research inappropriately, in other words, we don't go to the right sources, then the impact or the negative consequences, and that's really a double word, right, negative and consequences, of what we are experiencing not only impacts us, but everyone who is attached to us. For example, if you don't research your business and you have to go bankrupt, that doesn't just impact you, but your spouse, your children, your children's children. Do you see what I mean? So you have to begin to obtain knowledge. And I don't mean just Googling on the internet and getting Wikipedia. That's not even a primary source. I'm talking about really putting the time in to gain knowledge. Who has been successful in this field? Who has failed in this field? Why were those people who were successful? And why did the people who failed fail? Have I tried this previously? And if I did, what was it that stopped me from being successful? So you have to be real with yourself. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years. Prior to becoming an attorney, I was a nurse, registered nurse. I'm still licensed as a nurse today. And I had a consulting business. Well, I can tell you there were many trials and errors along the way, many failures before I got my nursing consulting business to a very successful point. Well, then my brother was incarcerated, and I decided, or I didn't decide, I knew it was my purpose to become an attorney and fight injustice. That meant I started a second career. And guess what? Everything that worked for me in the first business didn't work in the second. And I had to go through so many trials and errors when I first became an attorney, opening my office. But I praise the Lord that I had a mentor. And I listened to the mentor. And then I had family and friends who kept pouring into my life. This is what you need to do, Rossi. Or I would be bouncing ideas off of them. So you got to put the research in. And then 5. And then number four, you must apply supernatural faith. In the book of Hebrews 11 and 6, the Bible teaches us without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must first have the faith that you heard from God during your effectual fervent prayer and that you memorialized in writing the exact vision or plan that he gave to you and that the research you did was on point so that you can believe in your vision. Because until you believe truly with a supernatural faith that will withstand all obstacles and attacks, I guarantee you no one else will believe in you. If I come to your car business to buy a car and you don't even believe the car is worth selling, why would I buy it? If I come to your clothing or your retail business to buy clothing and you don't even believe the clothing is worth anything, you have everything thrown in the clearance rack, why would I come there? You don't even believe there's value in your clothing or whatever type of business you have, your music, your law office. You must first believe in you before you can sell yourself and your vision to anyone else who is necessary to bring that thing to fruition. If you need a loan, or if you need donations, or if you need in-kind support, or if you're starting a nonprofit, or if your issues that you're working on within your vision include your marriage, your career, your job, whatever it is, you have to believe in yourself against all odds and never stop believing, never give up. I am where I am because I didn't stop believing, I didn't give up. And because I so believe with a supernatural faith that I am in the place where God has me to be, I have been able to influence others to buy into my vision. And that's what I'm saying to you. Step five, because we've run out of time, please forgive me. You must then get to work. In the book of James 2 and 26, it states faith without works. It's dead. Isn't that powerful? See, there are a lot of people who walk around saying, well, if God wants me to have it, he'll give it to me, whatever God's will is, and they don't want to put any work to it. They believe just the prayer alone is sufficient. No, after you pray, you have to get up off your knees and do something. That's what we've seen all throughout the Bible. The people would pray to the Lord for deliverance or for some type of victory, and then God would hear them. Then he would give them instructions on what they needed to do. Walk around the walls of Jericho seven times. Go out into the River Jordan and wash yourself. See, there was always instruction on something, even for us to be saved. Romans 10, 9 and 10, we got to believe in our hearts about the Lord and confess Jesus with their mouth. So even to be saved, you got to do something. And I know you don't even really believe that all you have to do is just pray and not do anything. You know how I know? Because you're going to go to work today. I mean, if you really believe that God just wanted money to be in your bank account, why go to work? Just stay home, quit your job, and let God just supply it. If you really believed that if God wanted you to lose weight, he would take off all the weight through osmosis, then just keep sitting on the couch and don't do anything. If you really believe that, don't pay your electricity bill and just pray and hope the Lord will say, let there be light in your house. Don't put any gas in your car and just get out and drive everywhere you need to go and believe that you're going to keep driving and not stall out when you run out of gas. See, you get up every day and you do something to bring about what you are expecting as a desired end. Now, our time is run. I got to get ready to go into prayer and assign you your daily task for today. I know this is good, so make sure you're setting your alarm to tune in live at 6:30 a.m. or hear the recording after 8. You cannot miss a day of this. We are also working our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, wherein we are counting down the last 100 days of 2017 to usher in our fruitful 2018 by removing all spiritual and natural clutter. Today is day 61. You can hear all of the prior days and catch up on my website at fuelthefire.com. And if you don't have your last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge journal, you can order it there from fuelthefire.com as well, fuelthefire.com. So I've given you the 5 steps. Let's go into prayer, and then let me give you our task for today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We ask the forgiveness of every sin. We ask that you would create in us clean hearts. Father, we repent right now. We ask that you would renew right spirits within us. We come, Father, asking to be covered in the blood of Jesus. Now, God, that we have been made righteous, we are laying out to you the things that we need. Help us to see our purpose. Help us to learn, Father, what you want us to do. What is our destiny? What did you give us, our talents and our gifts to produce in the earth? Father, help us, Lord, because we want to be able, Lord God, to make our dreams and visions come true. Help us, Father, to write down what you tell us, to memorialize what you've told us, so that we'll be able to run with it and then to research it, Lord. Help us to have supernatural faith, faith that grows, Lord, from the size of a mustard seed all the way up to a large tree, that no matter what anyone else says, we know that we've heard you, we know what you told us, we believe in that, and we won't take down, we won't stop believing, we won't give up. Help us, Lord God, then to put our pedal to the metal, to put our feet in action and to go to work in the name of Jesus, so that we not only live a good life, but our best life. And so that we not only live our best lives, but our best lives now. And not only our best lives now, but our best lives each and every day. And not only our best lives each and every day, but that we are able to bequeath and devise this great legacy down to our children and our children's children. That we are they in our families who are the catalyst, the change agents, who will bring in and usher in the time of more than enough, more than enough, more than enough, each day, every day, every minute, second, hour, week, month, decade, lifetime, more than enough, we've made our dreams come true. Father, I thank you for everyone listening now, those who will listen later, all throughout this day. Bless, 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 bless. In your name, we all agree. Let everyone listening say amen. Come on and praise the Lord. I'm going to do a quick altar call, then assign you your task for today, and we will end with our song of today, and then I'll see you tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. live, or you'll hear the recording after 8 a.m. If you are not saved, or if you're backslidden, I want to bring you back into the family of the Lord. Please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I ask the forgiveness of every sin. I repent. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. We welcome you, welcome you, welcome you. Remember, you never have to get cleaned up first to come to the Lord. You just come just as you are, and God saves you. Then you get into church, or if you're already into church, you start attending more, you let your leaders know you're saved, you start working in the church, you start getting into your word, and as you do this and you develop intimate relationship with God, then you will begin to see your desires change. You won't go to the places you used to go. You won't do the things you used to do. And of course, make sure you're tuning in with me on Morning Motivation. All right, our topic for today, praise the Lord, it's 5 steps to make your dream or your vision come true. Your task for today, day 61 in your journal, is that I want you to begin to write a draft of the vision that God gives you. And you're going to ask for his guidance in these 5 areas. So write down these 5 areas in your journal. If you don't have your journal yet, write it in a notebook until you get your journal and order it from fuelthefire.com. Spiritual. You got that? Spiritual, relational, which includes your family, like your children, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your siblings. So relational. And I'm going to be working through this with you for the rest of this week. Just write the categories and go into effectual fervent prayer about the categories, okay? Financially, career-wise or professionally, and recreationally. And recreationally includes your leisure and your health, because if you don't have good health, you can't do anything recreationally, okay? Spiritual, relationally, financially, career-wise, recreationally. So write those categories and go into effectual fervent prayer with the Lord today. And then we're going to work through those with the remainder of these steps. All right. I love you. I praise everyone. Praise God for all of you, the new followers and listeners, as well as those of you who are faithful. Our song for today is so apropos, or so appropriate, is Imagine Me by Kirk Franklin, because that's what I'm asking you to do today. Imagine yourself the way God sees you. Imagine your dreams and visions coming true. All right, I'll see you live tomorrow. Be blessed today. Whatever you do, don't stop believing.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Did what your father did. Hallelujah.
Listen to me. Unless you truly believe that you're even worthy of having your dreams come true, you won't do a thing to make them come true. I came to affirm to you today that you are worthy. God made you and you are worthy. Go make your dreams come true. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Share this broadcast and go to feeldfire.com. FEEL letter D, fire.com. Go make it happen. It's your time.